Welcome into the Roto Lounge. It's your boy Brad Starks. I'm here to talk about Anthony Richardson today, NFL prospect. The draft is only 2 weeks away, so we got to start preparing for our dynasty draft. And you may wonder, what do I think of Anthony Richardson? We've heard a lot of other evaluators, but now it's my turn to kind of talk about what I think his positives and his negatives are heading into the NFL draft and potentially being on our dynasty teams. But before we get into that, let's get into our drink tonight, our bourbon. You go ahead and get your drink. I'll get mine. I'll meet you back here on the flip side. We'll get into that and start talking about Anthony Richardson, University of Florida quarterback, potential top five NFL draft pick. Be right back. All right, well, tonight I'm drinking on some Evan Williams Vintage 2014 Single Barrel. These single barrels by Evan Williams are now only available in Kentucky. If you're lucky to see some on the shelves from previous years, I'd go ahead and gobble them up. They're really good values at around $35, $40. They used to be as low as $25, but with the bourbon boom, everything's going up. So these have increased to about $35, $40. Still a good value for a single barrel. Again, each barrel is going to be different flavor profile, but the one I have on the back of the bottle, it tells you when it was barreled 2/25/14 and when it was bottled 3/11/2022. So let's get into that and I'll tell you my thoughts, and then we'll get into my thoughts on Anthony Richardson. The nose on this is really, really good. I get like candied, like corn, like sweet corn. I get a little bit of orange, some vanilla cream, really good flavors on the nose. Maybe a little bit of strawberry too. Going for a taste. Really good palate. I mean, I get like a little bit of cornbread maybe. Caramel. You get a little pepper on the side of your tongue. Little spice. Finish is good. Not long, quick. Not much of a hug. Just a really smooth sipper. 86 proof. Highly recommend this. Highly recommend this if you can get your hands on it for the price. Not a banger by any means, but really solid drinker for the price if you can get around $35, $40 in your neck of the woods. All right, so let's get into Anthony Richardson, probably the most polarizing quarterback prospect we've seen this season. You know, when you listen to evaluators, you have a lot of players that really like Bryce Young. You have a lot of evaluators that really like CJ Stroud. You have a lot of evaluators that really like Anthony Richardson. However, I think there's more people that dislike Anthony Richardson than maybe the other two quarterbacks. And I'm not quite sure why that is. Perhaps it's production, perhaps it's the hype. People don't like him getting hype because he hasn't really produced like some of the other two. But when we're looking at prospects that translate into the NFL, college production, while yes, it's very important, you basically have to produce at the college level to produce at the NFL level, but it isn't always everything, right? When we talk about Josh Allen, and it's a very similar comp to Anthony Richardson. He played at a small school, Mountain West Conference in Wyoming. Had some really good ups and downs. Didn't play the level of competition that you would see at the NFL, but he had the traits. The Bills were really excited to draft him. At one point in time, there was talk about him going number one overall. That didn't quite happen. And, you know, he worked with a quarterback coach, Jordan Palmer. He worked with Jordan Palmer for a few years and really improved his game. And as we get into Anthony Richardson, I think he's going to need something similar to that to really reach his ceiling. But starting at Anthony Richardson, let's start back in high school. So he went to high school in Gainesville, Eastside High School in Gainesville. So he's a really highly recruited, I think, four-star quarterback. In high school, he had 4,633 passing yards, 37 passing touchdowns, along with 1,600 yards rushing and 41 touchdowns. So he was really regarded highly in Gainesville. That was leading into him going to the University of Florida. So going into the University of Florida, he already had some pressure being that top, you know, recruit out of Gainesville. And unfortunately, in his senior year of high school, he injured his shoulder, ended his senior season. Going into the University of Florida, he was already recovering from a shoulder injury, and they redshirted him his first year. So we went in, I think Dan Mullins was the coach. He had been there for about 2 years, but they redshirted Anthony Richardson his first year. He only played in three games. He was one of two for like 20 yards or something like that. But it was really a recovery season. and allowed him to kind of watch from the sidelines. Going into his redshirt sophomore season, there was a quarterback there named Emory Jones, and Emory Jones had been in the program for several years under Dan Mullins and really learned the offense. And he was actually named the starter over Anthony Richardson, even though, you know, Richardson was this high profile prospect. And that's really where the knocks on Richardson start. Why did he back up Emory Jones? Why wasn't he the starter from day one if he's this good? When you look at C.J. Stroud, he didn't start from day one either. Bryce Young, he was behind Mac Jones. So, yes, those quarterbacks played in the NFL while Emory Jones transferred to, I think, Arizona State and then UCF, I don't know. But also, look at these college coaches in these college programs. J.T. Barrett at Ohio State, if I remember correctly, he kept Joe Burrow on the bench. He kept Dwayne Haskins on the bench. And J.T. Barrett was never anything in the NFL level. And some of these college quarterbacks, they just understand the offense that these coaches are trying to run better, and they're a better fit, or they played for more years and they understand the offense more. So I'm not necessarily taking as a knock that Anthony Richardson didn't beat out Emory Jones to start the season, but it is something we should take note of. The head coach for Florida was fired after that season. Emory Jones split a little bit time with Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson did play. He played in seven games. He was 38 of 64, like 500 yards, six touchdowns, five interceptions. His passing completion percentage was 59.4. Another knock on Anthony Richardson is his poor completion percentage, but around 60% that second year is not bad, but again, he only attempted 64 passes. But the head coach was fired, Emory Jones transferred, and Billy Napier was assigned to be the head coach, signed on to be the head coach. And this was really Anthony Richardson's first year as a starter. He went out to end up the season with 176 completions for 2,500 yards, 17 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. His completion percentage was a 53.8. Now, there's a lot that can be said about that, okay? And I'll talk about what I see on tape. But the first game of the season, Anthony Richardson played Utah, upset Utah, one of the best teams in the nation to start the season. He had a 70% completion percentage. He rushed for 3 touchdowns and upset Utah in that first game. During that Utah game, Anthony Richardson looked about as healthy as he would look all season. They had a really good game. But the next week, on the second play of the game against Kentucky, he went down awkwardly while being tackled, and he came up hobbled. And he really didn't look the same after that Utah game. You know, the new coach, Billy Napier, was not really answering questions a lot during the season on his health, why they weren't creating runs for him as much as they felt like they should have. And it really came to the end of the season when we heard about why. There were times also in the year where Richardson, he played against South Florida, and like in the third quarter, one of the defenders stepped on his foot. He got up hobbled. And then after that, he only had 2 carries for the rest of the game. Then there was a play against Eastern Washington where he left the game after one of the defenders grabbed a hold of his ankle and twisted that. And after that, Richardson went to the medical tent, and then he did return for the next series. And then against Georgia, the first play of the game, when he was running and sliding, his foot seemed to catch the turf. And then after that, he only ran the ball twice before halftime. And then after halftime, they came out and they tried to run some more with him, but the game was pretty much already out of reach. And what's ironic about that is after the last game of the season against Florida State, Anthony Richardson acknowledged that he had been playing on an ankle injury the entire season. Okay, now we can take that with a grain of salt, but there is a chance that he was fighting through this injury because he was going to try to go pro, and he was going to try to put up as much stats as he could to really wow scouts and position himself into being one of the top quarterbacks in the class. So he could have been dealing with injury all season. So it's something that we really want to, you know, think about when we're evaluating this quarterback. When he went to the combine, he absolutely blew up the combine. Measured in at like 6'3", 6'4", 244 pounds, ran a 4.43 40-yard dash. I mean, this guy's bigger than linebackers. I mean, linebackers aren't going to be afraid to tackle him, but there's going to be some defensive backs that are worried about tackling, I'm sure. Blazing speed, had one of the best combines for a quarterback ever. So athletically, he's as gifted as they come. When I watch him on tape, there's a few things that I've noticed about him that he needs work on. One of the things that I noticed, when you watch some of these games where he's really healthy, he looks amazing. He looked amazing in the Utah game. He looked pretty decent the last game of the season against Florida State. And there are some games where he looked really good. To me, his arm is so strong. Like some of the things I've seen on tape, his arm is so strong that it reminds me of like whenever you watch like Shaquille O'Neal or some of these really strong basketball players try to shoot a free throw and the ball is just like so light to them and so small to them that they, you know, they have trouble getting it where they want it to go just because the weight distribution just isn't comfortable to them. Anthony Richardson to me looks like his arm is so strong that he doesn't understand how to control it yet. Some of his passes are way too hard. Some are way too soft. It's almost like he just isn't comfortable on some passes because he just, his arm is just too strong and he's learning how to take some heat off, how to put some touch on and make it an accurate pass. So I think there's definitely work there that he needs to do. Also, I think that when watching him, it almost suggests that he predetermines where he wants to go with the football before the snap. And you can kind of identify that because when he drops back to pass, he tries to look the safeties off and the defensive backs off and then go a different direction. Like he already knew where he was going. Whether or not that receiver ended up being open or covered, he already decided where he was going to go. So what this tells me is I'm a little worried that maybe he doesn't know how to read defenses that well. And that could be another reason why he didn't start over Emory Jones. Could be a reason why he's slow developing is reading defenses. And now we do understand that Anthony Richardson is going to be able to dominate with his legs if defensive coordinators figure out how to try to take out that running and make him read defenses, then he's definitely going to struggle. So the one positive that Anthony Richardson is going to have is he's going to go to an NFL franchise where they want him unless the owner makes the pick. So if we see that he gets drafted to a team where we know the coach really wants him, they're going to try to put him in position to be successful, similar to like Justin Fields last year with the Bears. He's still not there as a passer, so they developed an offense that allows him to run the football. However, at the NFL, that's not going to be always successful because you're going to take a lot of unnecessary hits that you really don't want to take as a quarterback. Anthony Richardson is going to have to learn how to read defenses because he can't be one-dimensional. I do think, however, his running ability is going to allow him to stay fantasy football relevant at not only as a rookie, but as he develops into the NFL. If it were me, if I were to draft Anthony Richardson, I would have a quarterback as the backup that's really good at reading defenses. And then I would have Anthony Richardson probably play all preseason, at least the first two quarters of every game, maybe the first three quarters of every game, and say, you know, I don't want you to run the football. I want you to sit back. I want you to learn how to pass. I want you to read defenses. I want you to get those reps. He needs those reps. Similar to Trey Lance, he needs reps. He needs to be in the game. He needs to understand what defenses are coming, what's being disguised, what's not being disguised. What he needs more than anything is repetitions in the NFL. He's got all the traits to be successful. The athletic ability, the rushing ability, the arm. I think he's intelligent. He just needs to understand the nuances of the NFL. And with that being said, I believe Anthony Richardson is probably, in my opinion, the best quarterback in this class because of that upside. And also because I'm not quite sold on the other two. Bryce Young has certain red flags surrounding his height. CJ Stroud has red flags around, you know, his rushing ability. So while I wouldn't put Anthony Richardson over like a Justin Fields or a Trevor Lawrence or a Joe Burrow or any of those quarterbacks in that class, this class is a little different. I don't think the two at the top are really that much stronger than Anthony Richardson. So I'd be willing to pass on the top two quarterbacks and go with Anthony Richardson. Also, if you tell me you're going to fade all the quarterbacks in this class, I would not disagree with you and tell you that you're making a mistake. Because actually, there's a chance that all the quarterbacks in this class, the top three anyways, even the top four with Will Levis, even the top five with Hendon Hooker, they could all be misses at the NFL level. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit because they all have question marks surrounding their game. And right now we see the flip-flop between C.J. Stroud now potentially not being the number one pick, Bryce Young being the number one pick. C.J. Stroud could slide back down to number three, number four. You know, there's all types of rumors of these quarterbacks sliding because some teams like certain ones. It's one of those classes where they could all disappoint. But I really like Anthony Richardson. I like what he brings to the table. I'm going to definitely try to have some shares of him in super flex leagues, even a single quarterback league, to draft Anthony Richardson in the second round and just put him on your bench to see if he develops. If he does develop, he's the type of quarterback that's going to be even far more valuable than a Lamar Jackson. I mean, when you go into one quarterback leagues, if you don't have a Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, if you don't have one of those studs, you're really behind the eight ball, because if you're starting guys like Kirk Cousins or, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo or some of these quarterbacks, Derek Carr, that aren't really hitting that rushing ceiling, you're really going to be in trouble. So even in one quarterback, you need to have a quarterback that has that rushing upside and passing upside. And I would definitely stash Anthony Richardson, probably top of the second round, middle second round of my one quarterback leagues if my quarterback is aging or, you know, I'm looking for that upgrade. You're not going to get him cheaper than probably, you know, a second round pick in your rookie drafts, especially if he blows up and becomes like a Lamar Jackson type or a Jalen Hurts type quarterback, dual threat quarterback. So that's what I think of Anthony Richardson. I really like him. I like his potential. He's got a lot of work to do. He needs to get with the quarterback coach. He needs to get reps. He needs to read defenses. And also, most importantly, he needs to stay off the medical table, right? I mentioned he was injured his shoulder in high school. He injured his knee and hamstring in college. Apparently, he injured his ankle for most of his final season. So he is going to have to avoid injuries because, you know, you can't get reps if you're hurt. You can't run if you're hurt. So he's definitely going to have to develop that passing acumen if he wants to be successful at the NFL. But if he does hit all those things, the sky is the absolute limit for Anthony Richardson, and I believe he's going to be the top quarterback in this class. So hopefully that helped you identify some positives and negatives of his game, and stay tuned for my next evaluation. Until next time, this has been Brad Starks. Cheers.